I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-Minute Reset. I'm thinking about today the fact that St. Paul was a tent maker. At one point in their ministry, that's what he did. He made tents. And I often think about that because, yes, it was a ministry. His mission was to spread Jesus, the word, the gospel to all the corners of the earth and to go out into different parts of the world. But he was also making tents during that time because they had to support themselves. And I wonder, I'm guessing, Chris, that he didn't just go, yeah, these don't have to be good tents. He probably realized that the quality of his tents might have influenced whether people listened to him. And that when he was making tents, he did them really well. And I think sometimes in our lives, our mission should be to represent Jesus out in the workplace. But the quality of the work we do matters. And it says something about our integrity. And it probably says something about whether people can depend upon what we're saying about our faith as well.
You know, Pat, I wonder how often he, as an evangelist, used his craft to be the first step toward bringing someone into a relationship with God. He'd go to a totally pagan world where no one knew about Jesus. Well, how do you break in? How about this? I have a storefront. Here's a really good tent. Now I have a relationship with you. I love thinking about Jesus. He must have been so proud of his craft and really to just be a great carpenter. And maybe was stoked when, well, wow, I did great with that job and I got the next job from this person. It was just informed relationships. It's an inroad. There's something really evangelistically effective. I don't think the work was an afterthought for Paul. I think it was central to the mission.
And you know what's interesting, Chris? They needed to be successful to support the mission. And one of the things that came that I read about in the Acts is when he said things like, if you don't work, you don't eat. And he wasn't saying that in a mean way. I mean, we have to provide for widows and orphans, but everybody else needs to work, and they need to work well. And whether we're involved in ministry or we work in a company, I think that the quality of the work we do is really important, and we need to carry our weight. And that is going to give us the credibility we need when we talk about even other more important things.
You know, it's not an accident that some of the finest wine and best crafted beers in history came from monasteries. They poured themselves into this as a craft, as something they wanted to achieve excellence in, because they saw it as part of how they glorified God and how they were witnesses in the world, that these things are worth giving themselves to for the glory of God.
And that's why Christian music and Christian movies need to be great. Let's pray, Chris.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your great love for us. Help us to engage in whatever craft you set before us, not as something that's a side project, but as central to our witness in making you known and making you loved. Amen.
Amen.